A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23 by Philip Keller. Chapter 12, I Will Dwell in the House of the Lord Forever. This psalm opened with the proud, joyous statement, "The Lord is my shepherd." Now it closes with the equally positive, buoyant affirmation, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Here is a sheep so utterly satisfied with its lot in life, so fully contented with the care it receives, so much at home with the shepherd, that there is not a shred of desire for a change. Stated in simple, direct, rather rough ranch language, it would be put like this: "Nothing will ever make me leave this outfit. It's great." Conversely, on the shepherd's side, there has developed a great affection and devotion to his flock. He would never think of parting with such a sheep. Healthy, contented, productive sheep are his delight and profit. So strong now are the bonds between them that it is, in very truth, forever. The word house, used here in the poem, has a wider meaning than most people could attach to it. Normally we speak of the house of the Lord as the sanctuary or church or meeting place of God's people. In one sense, David may have had this in mind, and of course, it is pleasant to think that one would always delight to be found in the Lord's house. But it must be kept in mind always that the psalmist, writing from the standpoint of a sheep, is reflecting on and recounting the full round of the year's activities for the flock. He has taken us from the green pastures and still waters of the home ranch, up through the mountain passes onto the high tablelands of the summer range. Fall has come with its storms and rain and sleet that drives the sheep down the foothills and back to the home ranch for the long, quiet winter. In a sense, this is coming home. It is a return to the fields and corrals and barns and shelters of the owner's home. During all seasons of the year, with their hazards, dangers, and disturbances, it is the rancher's alertness, care, and energetic management that has brought the sheep through satisfactorily. It is with sublime feeling of both composure and contentment that this statement, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever," is made. Actually, what is referred to by house is the family or household or flock of the Good Shepherd. The sheep is so deeply satisfied with the flock to which it belongs, with the ownership of this particular shepherd, that it has no wish to change whatever. It is as if it had finally come home again and was now standing at the fence, bragging to its less fortunate neighbors on the other side. It boasts about the wonderful year it has had and its complete confidence in its owner. Sometimes I feel we Christians should be more like this. We should be proud to belong to Christ. Why shouldn't we feel free to boast to others of how good our shepherd is? How glad we should be to look back and recall all the amazing ways in which he has provided for our welfare. We should delight to describe in detail the hard experiences through which he has brought us. And we should be eager and quick to tell of our confidence in Christ. We should be bold to state fearlessly that we are so glad we are his. By the contentment and serenity of our lives, we should show what a distinct advantage it is to be a member of his household, of his flock. I can never meditate on this last phrase in the psalm without there welling up in my memory vivid scenes from some of the early days on my first sheep ranch. As winter, with its cold rains and chilling winds, came on, my neighbor's sickly sheep would stand huddled at the fence, their tails to the storm, facing the rich fields in which my flock flourished. These poor, abused, neglected creatures under the ownership of a heartless rancher had known nothing but suffering most of the year. With them, there had been gnawing hunger all summer. They were thin and sickly with disease and scab and parasites. Tormented by flies and attacked by predators, some were so weak and thin and wretched that their thin legs could scarcely bear their scanty frames. Always there seemed to lurk in their eyes the slender, faint hope that perhaps with a bit of luck They could break through the fence or crawl through some hole or free themselves. Occasionally, this used to happen, especially around Christmas. This was the time of extreme tides when the sea retreated far out beyond the end of the fence lines which ran down to it. The neighbor's emaciated, dissatisfied, hungry sheep would wait for this to happen. Then at the first chance, they would go down on the tidal flats, slip around the end of the fence, and come sneaking in to gorge themselves on our rich green grass. So pitiful and pathetic was their condition that the sudden feast to lush feed, to which they were unaccustomed, often proved disastrous. Their digestive systems would begin to scour, and sometimes this led to death. I recall clearly coming across three of my neighbor's ewes lying helpless under a fir tree near the fence one drizzly day. They were like three old, limp, gray sudden socks collapsed in a heap. Even their bony legs would no longer support them. I loaded them into a wheelbarrow and wheeled them back to their heartless owner. He simply pulled out a sharp killing knife and slit all three of their throats. He couldn't care less. What a picture of Satan who holds ownership over so many. Right there, the graphic account of Jesus portrayed himself as being the door and entrance by which sheep were to enter his fold flashed across my mind. Those poor sheep had not come into my ranch through the proper gate. I had never let them in. They had never really become mine. They had not come under my ownership or control. If they had, they would not have suffered so. Even starting out under my management, they would have been given very special care. First, they would have been put on dry, limited rations. Then they would gradually have been allowed green feed until they were adjusted to the new diet and mode of life. In short, they tried to get in on their own. It simply spelled disaster. What made it doubly sad was that they were doomed anyway. On the old, impoverished ranch, they would have starved to death that winter. Likewise, with those apart from Christ, the old world is a pretty wretched ranch, and Satan is a heartless owner. He cares not a whit for men's souls or welfare. Under his tyranny, there are hundreds of hungry, discontented hearts who long to enter into the household of God, who ache for his care and concern. Yet there is only one way into this fold. That is through the owner, Christ himself, the Good Shepherd. He boldly declared, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture." John 10:9. Almost every day, I am literally rubbing shoulders with men and women on the other side of the fence. What is my impact upon them? Is my life so serene, so satisfying, so radiant because I walk and talk and live with God that they become envious? Do they see in me the benefits of being under Christ's control? Do they see something of himself reflected in my conduct and character? Does my life and conversation lead them to him and thus into life everlasting? If so, then I may be sure some of them will also long to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And there is no reason why this cannot happen if they come under his proper ownership. There is one other beautiful and final sense in which the psalmist was speaking as a sheep. It is brought out in the Amplified Old Testament, where the meaning of this last phrase is, "I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever." My personal conviction is that this is the most significant sentiment that David had in his heart as he ended this hymn of praise to divine diligence. Not only do we get the idea of an ever-present shepherd on the scene, but also the concept that the sheep wants to be in full view of his owner at all times. This theme has run all through our studies. It is the alertness, the awareness, the diligence of a never-tiring master which alone assures the sheep of excellent care. And from the sheep's standpoint, it is knowing that the shepherd is there. It is the constant awareness of his presence nearby that automatically eliminates most of the difficulties and dangers while at the same time providing a sense of security and serenity. It is the sheep owner's presence that guarantees there will be no lack of any sort, that there will be abundant green pastures, that there will be still clean waters, that there will be new paths into fresh fields, that there will be safe summers on the high tablelands, that there will be freedom from fear, that there will be antidotes for flies and disease and parasites, that there will be quietness and contentment. In our Christian lives and experience, precisely the same idea and principle applies. For when all is said and done on the subject of a successful Christian walk, it can be summed up in one sentence: live ever aware of God's presence. There is the inner consciousness, which can be very distinct and very real, of Christ's presence in my life, made evident by His gracious Holy Spirit within. It is He who speaks to us in distinct and definite ways about our behavior. For our part, it is a case of being sensitive and responsive to that inner voice. There can be an habitual awareness of Christ within me, empowering me to live a noble and richly rewarding life in cooperation with Himself. As I respond to Him and move in harmony with His wishes, I discover life becomes satisfying and worthwhile. It acquires great serenity and is made an exciting adventure of fulfillment as I progress in it. This is made possible as I allow His gracious Spirit to control, manage, and direct my daily decisions. In fact, I should deliberately ask for His direction, even in minute details. Then there is the wider but equally thrilling awareness of God all around me. I live surrounded by His presence. I am an open person, an open individual, living life open to His scrutiny. He is conscious of every circumstance I encounter. He attends me with care and concern because I belong to Him, and this will continue through eternity. What an assurance! I shall dwell in the presence, in the care of, the Lord forever. Bless His name.